On New York University Week, does a nation stand to benefit as a whole when their national sports team succeeds on a global stage? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anasi Bari, professor of the Curran Institute of Mathematical Science, digs into the data.
In 1984, Boston College's quarterback Doug Flutie threw a Hail Mary pass for a 48-yard touchdown, securing a win over the Miami Hurricanes. This historic moment became a marketing tool for the college, illustrating the Flutie effect, the theory that athletic success can boost college applications. I have found evidence of this effect beyond athletics in focusing on the 2022 World Cup, when Morocco's remarkable run spurred global interest in the nation. To research this, I developed algorithms to measure sentiment in news articles about Morocco before and during the World Cup. I found that sentiment was near neutral before the World Cup, but positive sentiment grew by 150% during the tournament. While the increase in positive attention was expected given the team's performance, did it have any impact beyond the field? To explore this, I created Morocco indices to measure interest in the country overall and in its World Cup team. The indices analyzed social media posts about Morocco before, during, and after the World Cup. I discovered online searches on non-sport topics related to Morocco increased by 400% during and after the World Cup. This included searches for the country's cuisine, culture, and attractions with queries like best time to visit Morocco, visa to Morocco, and couscous. Moreover, searches linked to travel and cuisine also increased significantly. Terms like Morocco travel, Morocco food, and Morocco capital trended on social media. Morocco's World Cup success did generate interest in the country beyond sports and may have influenced FIFA's decision for Morocco to co-host the 2030 World Cup. The data showed that the team's run paid dividends in unforeseen ways.
That was Anasi Bari of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.